And good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, just after 9:07 here. Brandon Peoples sitting with Cheryl Collins here from the Raleigh County Historical Museum. She's the director, and it's always good to have you in here each month.
Thank you.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of different things here in the last few months. We've talked about, most recently I think we had the one of the old houses featured on here.
Wolf House Museum.
The Wolf House Museum.
Its history.
That was our most recent program, but shifting gears a little bit, not going to be talking buildings so much as we are the automobile.
Yes. I had the pleasure of going to the Midwest Dream Car Museum recently. Wonderful museum. I highly recommend folks checking it out. It was when Dave Lewis got his well-deserved tourism award, and I congratulate him on that. But walking around that museum, it made me start thinking about when the automobile came to Manhattan. And that transition from human and animal transportation to mechanical and machine transportation. And so I wanted to look at that a little bit and see what I could find of the history. I also, as walking around that museum, was thinking about how connected personally we are to automobiles. And so I hope your listeners will call in and tell about their first automobile and what it was, and a little bit about maybe their favorite automobiles, because we really do have a personal and emotional connection to these machines, I think. We're a car culture in the United States. And so I started thinking about some of those things as I was walking around the Midwest Dream Car Museum. And of course, when the automobile came to Manhattan was in April of 1902. And the first automobile we had here was owned by Edwin F. Chummard. And he was a man in his 40s who owned a candy kitchen and bakery in Manhattan. And he used that vehicle. I never found out exactly what kind of car it was. I'll have to work on that a little more. But he used it for deliveries. And I think it's interesting. He did advertising. A 1903 ad in the Manhattan Nationalist newspaper, he says, "You auto, U-A-U-T-O, go to Chummard's for baked goods." So he was using that novelty of the automobile for his advertising. I think it's interesting. The second automobile, evidently, was built by Harry and Al Brown, and I'm not sure if that was if those guys were going to Kansas State Agricultural College, because in 1904, E.D. Richardson, a student at the college, in the newspaper they mentioned E.D. Richardson, a student at the college, has completed an automobile which he made as part of his required industrial work. It runs nicely with a 6-horsepower gasoline engine. Mr. Richardson sent for the wheels and castings. As it now stands, the auto cost him about $150.
Wow.
So, and $150 evidently was really cheap, because in 1904, the newspaper reported, H.D. Lee, the Salina wholesale grocery man, was here yesterday. He came here from Salina in about 3 hours in his automobile. So trip to Salina, 3 hours, which was way quicker, though, than going other routes, except the railroad, probably. He has the finest auto that has been seen in Manhattan. It cost him about $2,200. So that $2,200 in 1904 would have been quite a lot of money.
Yeah, it certainly would have been.
So I think it's interesting that they were having commercial automobiles, but they also were making automobiles here. Scott Higginbotham, and Scott's house is right across the street from the Manhattan Public Library, has purchased a Veracity, 2-seated automobile of the Smith Automobile Company of Topeka, and expects to bring it home sometime this week. And this is in May of 1905. It is reported that Scott has named it Hard Cash because nothing else goes so fast. So I guess he figures his cash goes pretty fast, but so does his car. So I think it's really interesting how they were getting automobiles in that period, too, and the novelty of them. 1905 newspaper mentioned that an automobile going up the Blue Valley Road caused quite a stir on the telephone lines. So every time somebody along the line saw the car go by, they would call their friends. So the telephone lines were burning up the road. People used them for road trips. We had reports in the paper in that period of Topeka groups coming over to Manhattan and visiting as a group. And that I think the car trip was the purpose. They were just looking for some place to go. Movie houses had road races, automobile races, as part of their movies. Stores were advertising. I think it's interesting, before Manhattan even got their first automobile, the Spot Cash store was advertising a cloak sale, and that some of the cloaks that they were advertising were the automobiles. And these were jackets, and they also had something they called auto jackets. And, of course, the early automobile were open cars, so you had to dress for the weather and the wind of those big speeds of, you know, 12 miles an hour that you were riding in. So they were advertising with cars, too.
I think the very fact that they wrote newspaper articles whenever somebody purchased a car, that's just the sheer novelty of it.
It always got mentioned. Wow. If you purchased a car. You were quite the person. And that went on for a number of years. So 1902 up through the 20s, well, maybe not that far. Maybe the teens, you might get a mention especially if you had a really top dollar nice car.
Sure.
You might get a mention in the paper. But cars were not without their trouble. In 1904, Mr. Chummard sold his automobile to the Paddock family. And so this is the original automobile. But in a newspaper article in February 1904 says, while on their way from Manhattan to Craig Walker's in an automobile, Mr. and Mrs. Paddock had the misfortune to become lodged in the mud, or rather their auto did. Fortunately, Fred Mee happened to be passing with his large gray team, succeeded in pulling them out. Here is where the farmers, with their fine teams, have the advantage over the city people, for they never get stuck in the mud. And that was the Westmoreland Recorder that was mentioning that. And, of course, there were accidents. A newspaper in 1905 mentioned that over 100 persons had been killed and over 1,000 injured by automobiles to that point in the United States. And said, the automobile is much more dangerous than a cyclone. That was their opinion. And I know Hattie Parkerson, Isaac Goodnow's daughter, her horse was spooked by a car, and she had a runaway. She wasn't hurt, but that happened fairly frequently. In fact, there was a little bit of friction on the roads between automobile owners and team owners, because sometimes it did give trouble with the teams because they weren't used to those loud machines on the road.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but we didn't have paved roads back then.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there might have been a macadam on Points Avenue, and this is the transition period when you start getting brick streets. I think 1908 we started getting brick streets downtown, and that spread. I think Juliet, which we've just repaved, which I commend the city on doing that. I think it's wonderful that we still have that and that it's really rebuilt. It's lasted since 1912, and it'll probably last another 100-plus years now that they've rebuilt it. So we were this, and the automobile spurred that transition out of the mud through those years. And I'm certain everybody, even the wagons and horses, like getting out of the mud.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a quick break here. And again, we invite anyone to call in if you want to tell us your story about your first car. Certainly you can do so, 537-1350. More with Cheryl Collins after the break on News Radio KMAN.